Let's start with in-studio guest Jenny Marsh, the leader of the Heart of Indiana. United Way, always great to see your smiling face, Jenny.
Always great to see you, my radio buddy, Steve Lindell.
Yeah, it's just a title.
The kid, it's a good title.
Dave, to me. So what we're going to talk about right now, and we're expecting another guest as part of the information that we get to share. Let's start with the broad overview, the 30,000-foot view of the Heart of Indiana United Way. If you're at the water cooler and you needed to talk to somebody, Jenny, about what it is for and all about, what is that broad brushstroke?
Absolutely. Well, Heart of Indiana United Way serves Delaware, Henry, Fayette, Randolph, and Madison counties. And in that territory, about 40% of households cannot make ends meet. So they're struggling. They're working hard, sometimes two and three jobs, and just not quite getting there. So Heart of Indiana United Way fights for the education, income, and financial stability of every person in every community. And we want to make sure they're really successful. When you wear Live United on your t-shirt, you better be committed to all people's success. And so we have some really cool things happening as a result. And as you all know, January 15th is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day, which is a special holiday where we commemorate his legacy and his amazing work. And February is Black History Month, which is a time when people really reflect on our history and the diversity of our communities and how to foster, you know, a greater sense of inclusion and belonging across the Heart of Indiana.
Jenny Marsh is talking on WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. And why don't you introduce one of your many incredible board members, which is now joining us in the studio.
We have the best board and staff and volunteers. And at the top of that list is Elisa Wells, who was our 2020 campaign co-chair. She's the executive director of community engagement for Ivy Tech Community College, serving Delaware and Henry counties. And she serves on our action councils and really helps us look at equity and how to embed it in everything we do.
Elisa, have I ever had the good fortune of meeting you? Because I can't remember your face, but if I've met you, I apologize.
I think we have met in passing,
okay,
Steve.
Good.
So
then,
it's so good to see you again.
Then see you again,
and officially
too.
Meet you.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to be here with Jenny. Jenny's team, Jenny and her team,
sure,
are amazing people, and the work that they do is just so invaluable to our community.
As a board member, why do you choose to volunteer your time as such? Because you'd have a lot of things to do just normally, I would assume, too.
That I do. I have a whole full-time job that I do at Ivy Tech as Executive Director for Community Engagement. And the reason, Steve, that I serve on the board and have been involved with United Way for so many wonderful years is because of this work. This is what my pastor's wife calls heart work. It is also hard work, but what the Heart of Indiana United Way does for our community and for marginalized individuals and families is just immeasurable. And I'm honored and humbled to be a part of that work. And to talk about this 6-week equity challenge.
Please, let's dive into that
part
of the subject matter.
This is a powerful opportunity to develop a deeper understanding of how inequity and racism affect all of our lives and our communities. Developing a richer understanding doesn't happen overnight, and it's key to bringing more equitable results to our communities. So this exciting opportunity to learn and grow on your own with a group of your coworkers, family, friends, members of your club, and it's easy. And so what you do, you just register online at www.heartofindiana.org, mm-hmm, and you'll receive 3 email props on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
When does the six weeks happen, just so for planning purposes?
It kicks off with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
All right, so on Monday, January 15th. Okay, got it. And Elisa, I didn't mean to interrupt, but go ahead.
No problem,
yeah,
no
please.
Problem. So those emails will connect you to articles and videos and podcasts that explore specific topics such as privilege, institutional and structural racism, internal bias, microaggression, and more.
I'm going to reiterate what you just said to make sure I have my notes correctly.
Okay.
So what you want to do, folks, to participate in the six-week Equity Challenge is go to www.heartofindiana.org. And I assume there's a button or a banner or something
right.
to click for the six-week Equity Challenge.
Right at the top.
I assume you'd fill in some blanks, et cetera, and there might be a squiggly little character to prove that you're not some sort of a computer
that you're
bot.
Not a robot.
Right, right. And then you will be receiving these emails Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the 6 weeks, starting Monday, January 15th. Am I right so far?
Yep.
I hope that would make us all better people, which would lead to a better community. That's a great thing. Next item here with Heart of Indiana United Way, Jenny Marsh, the Equity Advancement Fund. Could you touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So having delved into that Equity Challenge as a staff, I mean, we were just appalled by some of the statistics and things that we saw. And, you know, along with our board, we're scratching our heads like, what do we do? What do we do to change some of the disparities and kind of level the playing field for everyone? And so as a funder, Heart of Indiana United Way, we grant to a lot of great organizations doing amazing things, but we know there are a lot of grassroots efforts that are happening serving underserved, underrepresented, and under-resourced people in our communities. And so, you know, we wanted to look at some of those smaller grassroots organizations that maybe aren't applying for United Way funding. They may not even have their own 501c3 yet. And so we approached the community foundations in all five counties we serve. And they were super excited about the idea of doing something together. And so we were so lucky. Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, Henry County, Randolph County, Madison County, and South Madison County gave us some dollars to leverage as a match. And thanks to Unified, a company in Madison County, and lots of other donors, we were able to exceed that match and now are launching our grant-making process. So we are inviting folks who are in those grassroots organizations. And again, these are small efforts. They may be looking to help put coats on veterans or help, you know, LGBTQ youth or maybe working to, you know, just level the playing field in some way. These are $500 to $2,000 grants that are really meant to just help ignite that organization's capacity and give them a little extra oomph.
Jenny Marsh, how is United Way reaching those groups? In other words, how do they know, aside from a radio interview, do they have a way to spread the word and to apply for a funding, a grant situation?
Absolutely. So the grant application and information's on our website, again, www.heartofindianaunitedway.org. And you can get in there and learn all about it. But also we're reaching out to our churches and our neighborhoods all across the Heart of Indiana just to make sure folks know that this opportunity is available. And if you'd like to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or Black History Month, we are still accepting gifts to the Equity Advancement Fund. The grant will roll quarterly throughout the year, so we keep needing some funds as we expend them. But our friends at the community foundations and a diverse group of leaders are helping us make those funding decisions.
Delaware County Today at WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. And one of the other nuggets here I see is something called heart-to-heart conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, do you want to maybe explain what that is?
Absolutely. Heart of Indiana United Way works with intentionality to listen and learn from our community members across the sectors of our community. And so what we're doing is we pair what we learn with the public knowledge, with expert data and research to understand where we can make the most impact. What I once again, in partnership with our community foundation friends in Delaware, Randolph, Madison, and South Madison counties, we're working to be sure we're hearing from diverse voices. Those kitchen table conversations start from a place of hope, and we want to hear from those folks. And so what do you hope for your community? What do we have? Why don't we have those things? What can we do to work together to overcome those challenges and get to your ideal community? And what I love about this is we're talking to folk who may not attend the city council meeting or may not serve on a board of directors where their voice can be heard. And so we're looking to just talk to the everyday lay person and
talk to and listen
and
to.
Listen
I hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I have to give props to Elisa here. She's been one of the dynamos in our Community Mobilization Action Council that's really helped us make sure that, you know, we're talking to folks that are not often asked and seldom heard, and making sure that they're helping to direct our work. And my favorite question that we ask them is, who do you trust in the effort? And I know that's going to help us find some great resources that we can deploy in the equity advancement.
So again, the title of that is Heart to Heart Conversations. I see Kim is the one to contact.
Yes, absolutely. Kim Rogers Hatfield. You can shoot her an email at kimrh@heartofindiana.org, and she will tell you how you can plug in and come to the table and be heard.
All right. Excellent. Our time has expired. So much we could still cover as we are sitting here talking on January 11th. Monday the 15th is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. One of the several things that will be happening is that 9 a.m. breakfast event in the L.A. Pittenger Student Center, a ballroom at Ball State University. That will be covered by WMUN Live, Leslie Griffin, and our Lindsay Marie, a host of Connected with Lindsay Marie, the Saturday morning program, will be attending that and then reporting back to us on the Tuesday morning program. Yvonne told me that you still can go. She was in the studio last week or the week before. You do need to register to go, folks. It's a free breakfast for the community. Everybody's invited, but they do need to know how many people are going to be at that event, too. And then Dr. Kwiatkowski said that they were having this Saturday the essay student contest and all the other stuff.
Wonderful.
At the 10 a.m. Ceremony for that one at the
high school
at Muncie Central High School.
Nice.
Thank you very much for coming in. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having us, Steve.
Absolutely.
Always
and Jenny,
a pleasure.
Always
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
More coming up in a moment live on WMUN.